Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I don't need the AP poll and the coaches poll. Forget about it. Greg Palm, let's do it. Top 12 teams.
Well, 4 weeks in now, and we're starting to see how rapidly the data expands. Now, because the weight of wins and losses goes three layers deep, the information gathered increases by that same power of three. So it's like a cube that multiplies along all three axes. And you're getting this grid-shaped cube where each small grid represents a game. We had 5 3-0 versus 3-0 games in week four, so that's a lot of weight leveraged early on here in the season. We're going to start number 12. Michigan Wolverines are back in the top 12. Hurdle cleared on Saturday. Now, they don't have a difficult schedule, but that doesn't mean it's not without its tricky spots. And that was one of them on Saturday. Halfway through, I am asking myself, are they lucky to be tied or should they really be up by two touchdowns in this one? One of those games as a fan, you just want to be over. It's a college football version of survive and advance.
Back in the playoff mix.
Number 11 is Ohio State. Now, dropped down here because of a bye, so not a lot of data to be gathered. Texas carrying the weight early for them here in the season. Another one of those 3-0 versus 3-0 games coming up this weekend when they travel to Washington.
That's a tough spot out west. Mm-hmm.
Boy, they've dropped a long way in just 3 weeks.
You got to go beat somebody.
Hmm. Number 10 is Texas A&M. Once again, like Ohio State, off a bye. Bank that Notre Dame win. Let it grow in value. SEC play starts for them this week when they host Auburn. Plenty of opportunities remaining for the Aggies. Number 9 is Georgia. Look, another slide here due to the bye. They're going to get into SEC play here. Alabama is coming to Georgia between the hedges this Saturday.
Yeah, and Georgia to me is, I'm interested, I mean, numbers are, is what this is all based on. Georgia may have one of the better wins. We'll see what Tennessee does, how well that one ages. And I think the biggest question, just in terms of not necessarily numbers, is what is their defense? I'm not sure that this is a typical Georgia defense.
All right, number 8 is Georgia Tech. Guys, I gave you Haynes King, dark horse Heisman candidate last week. I put a little wager on that at plus 3,500. Let's see how that plays out. Another 3 total touchdowns and a win against Temple. Looked at their conference schedule, and it lays up nice for them. No Miami, no Florida State, no Louisville. Heck, there's no even SMU on their schedule. They've already iced Clemson. We can, you know, debate about the merits of that quality win. At NC State, looks like the toughest game that's remaining in conference. And don't forget, Georgia, end of the season. That can swing a lot. We're talking about a game that's going to determine playoff seeding at that point. Mm-hmm. Number 7 is Indiana. New friends, look at them. One of those 3-0 versus 3-0 winners from this weekend. Look, I'm happy for them. I feel like a win like this justifies what they did last year, where they got a lot of criticism for being an 11-win Big Ten team. Gives them a launching point for this season and trying to determine who that fourth Big Ten team is going to be.
I was going to say, a lot of talk of who will this year's Indiana be. Maybe it's Indiana, the fourth team in the Big Ten. They brought back studs from that defense. The quarterback play is great. They look better than a year ago.
Fernando Mendoza, 21-23, and we were wondering in that non-conference, is he for real? You do that against a defense like Illinois, you're for real. And Cignetti in year two is also for real.
Number six is the Missouri Tigers, another new friend here. And I feel like they've got a little bit of a kindredship here with Indiana. Program forgotten by a power league whose accomplishments get dismissed because of what's on the side of their helmet. Good win against South Carolina. And don't look now. That Kansas win is doing work for them.
Yep.
Kansas is 3-0 outside of that Missouri game. And one of those wins for Kansas is against Fresno State, whose only loss is to Kansas.
Ooh, okay, makes sense.
Big win over Fresno State.
Number five, Miami of Florida. Got that win in primetime against the Gators. Mario Cristobal, you see them leveling up Miami? The same formula that he rebuilt Oregon. It's toughness in the trenches. Next up for them is Between the Ears, November. Don't turn into dumb Miami. Not making dumb penalties, dumb decisions, playing and coaching. Next up for them, they got a bye week before Florida State. Number four is LSU. Now, last week, I asked you, was their best win Louisiana Tech? I was about 95% joking then. I'm only about 50% joking now because the Clemson and Florida wins are not helping yet. LSU is doing their part, but you know, 95% down to 50% in the span of a week, it kind of sounds like the Tigers' playoff chances.
Yeah, just about. And LSU is doing the work defensively. And I know Brian Kelly gets all, you know, upset about questions about his offense, but they've got a guy in Nussmeier that I thought was going to be a Heisman candidate. Not so much. And they have really struggled offensively.
Number three in the Big Ten, they're out west. USC Trojans.
Okay, so they are playing with a more physical run game, but the real test begins now. They got to go cross country. They'll play Illinois, then Michigan, then at Notre Dame. I don't know what to make of USC yet. We'll know in 3 weeks.
Yeah, nice base of income streams coming in. Four teams they've beaten all have 2+ wins early in the season. Big Ten revenge, by the way, this weekend. They just hosted Michigan State at 11 p.m. Eastern. They go to Illinois and have to play at 9 a.m. Pacific.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Number two, Ole Miss. 4-0 after easily taking care of a group of five contender to go along with two early conference wins. They are playing LSU in Mississippi this week. Look, these two teams have been really close to the rankings the whole season. Preseason, we had Mississippi 12, LSU was 13. By week one, the odds changed, so those spots flipped. They've been in together in the top five over the last 2 weeks, and this has been kind of an inflection point game in the SEC the last 2 years. Ole Miss, they upset Jaden Daniels' LSU team a couple years ago, knocked LSU out of the SEC West race early. Last year, LSU upsets Ole Miss at home. Ole Miss had three losses. Any one of those three losses reverse the result, and Ole Miss, we're talking about a playoff team. So this is a big game that can really divide how these seasons go for each team.
Well, speaking of dividing, how about dividing households? Lane Kiffin's daughter sharing she's dating LSU linebacker Whit Weeks yesterday on social media.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, there's a little more on the line now.
Woo! Brings us to our number one team. It's a new friend in a big way. Oklahoma jumps all the way up to number one in the rankings. Look, you want to win the breakup they did against Jackson Arnold by sacking him nine times. Nine times we sacked him. Mm-hmm. The good and bad with their defense, zero takeaways so far. So the good is, well, when they start getting those takeaways, how good are they going to be? The bad is, if they're not taking the ball away from the offense, is the defense and their ability capped a little bit. A little bit on the numbers on them. Three wins for Auburn. They get collected by Oklahoma. And the Michigan win is getting better. Michigan going on the road, beating a three-win Nebraska team. Those are now third-degree OU wins. And they're shedding that preseason 6.5 win total limitation. A little fraction of that remains for another week.
Gauntlet ahead with the schedule. Mateer looks like a difference maker at quarterback. And the front just may pave the path. Quick note, you know who's not in this list?
Penn State.
Or Oregon. Oregon, who are going to play this week. Yep. And I know neither has played anybody. That changes on Saturday night.
No Penn State, no Oregon, no Florida State, and no Texas Tech, who is 4-0.
Hanging out in the undercurrent.
Yes.
Where's Clemson?
And that is, I think, 42.
And that is Greg Pomp. It's 97-1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.